We really stop and think about it, we realize that the idea of a call to duty or any sort of responsibility runs counter to our culture today. In other words, we're always taught to keep our options open, not to commit, not to pin ourselves down. As you might imagine, this kind of climate and this kind of culture, it is not easy to be chosen. Yes, the tendency today is to seek fulfillment and happiness for ourselves. And we do this by doing our own thing. Rather, it's what I want. It's me who matters. And oftentimes, this means we take the easiest path. For the easiest path means where we think happiness and fulfillment lie. Paradoxically, the opposite is the case. For selfishness and self-centeredness only fall back on themselves. In other words, they lead to nowhere. For true happiness and fulfillment are not found in freedom or choice, but in duty. And a duty which is accepted willingly, which means not without a grudge. The interesting thing about all of this is the more difficult the task we accomplish, the happier and more content we will be. Yes, left to ourselves with all our self-centeredness and selfishness, we always want to take the easy way out. And so all of us, no matter who we are or our station in life, need someone to challenge us. We need someone to push us. Someone who has our best interests at heart. Someone who won't let us settle for anything but our best. In other words, someone who pushes us to reach our highest potential. And here Mary, on this great feast, is an example for us. When the angel Gabriel asked her to become the mother of Jesus, Mary didn't say, "Not now. Don't bother me. You know, I already have my own plans." All Mary said was, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your will." In effect, she was saying, "No, it's not what I want, but what God wants." And so Mary made a total gift of herself to God. Mary accepted the task, the work that God gave her. And no, she did not understand at the time all the implications of it. Mary simply trusted. She trusted in God. She trusted that God would take care of her and give her whatever she needed to do her job. Like Mary, life imposes duties on us. And so we need to take up these duties and responsibilities with a smile and not a frown. It's only through generosity and selfishness that we can make our world into a better place. Those who accept duty as Mary did will find happiness and fulfillment on this earth. Happiness and fulfillment not in the eyes of the world, more importantly, in the eyes of God. And Mary said, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your will.